Yes, sir. And how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right, and yourself?
I'm doing okay. Now, just before we go on record, now, what is your name, sir?
Jose De Leon.
Mr. De Leon. Who's going to do Mr. De Leon? Let's see. Do I have him or somebody else? Okay, Mr. De Leon, would you once again state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Jose De Leon, 154217.
Thank you, sir. We are not sorry. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Trustees for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on January 4th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on that, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room this afternoon, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir.
Yes.
And although you could not see us because we're doing this by telephone, but there are five board members present, and I would like to introduce you to them by name. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Gary Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowalis, and my name is C.T. White. I'm going to serve as your panel chair, your panel lead. We're also pleased to have in the room with us this afternoon Mr. Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. DeLeon and Mr. Turner, we both agree to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We help you guard it and restore it firm.
Yes, Your Honor.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Leon, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, sir. You have one allegation on your word. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you please tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer. A failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on about February 6, 2018, as directed on January 3, 2018, you actually are violating supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. DeLeon, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, and in phase two, we begin that by receiving some background information on you. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to each other for a while and the board members, and then the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. So please remain quiet. And Mr. Turner, I'm Mr. Turner, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
You ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Bill Young was released from ADC custody on 12-15-2017 and arrested on 12-19-2018 by the Pascua Docky PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-19-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4-7-2019 with 316 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years. Prior convictions, 1999, theft, 8 months, 13 days. 2005, commitment B, count one, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2005, commitment B, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2005, commitment C, count one, shoplifting, 2 years. This is his third term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he self-admitted being a member of the criminal street gang Barrio Nueva. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, CIS release, absconded for 106 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2007, TIS release, absconded for 204 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs loading. However, upon his return to custody, he was found guilty of a major violation for refusing or failure to submit a UA. Other arrests, 2005, assault, Arizona, unknown. He has a GV score, G6, V6.
Thank you so very much, Alderman Turner. Okay, Mr. Brown, we're about to you, sir, and based upon information that we see, we have very much information under case supervision summary, but I do take note that when you were released, you were to reside, what, that 7751 South Temlo and down in Tucson. How long did you reside at that residence, sir?
For like 4 months.
For like 4 months, and then what happened? Because then you ended up absconding for what, 300 and some odd days. So what happened, sir?
Well, I lost that address because my mom had passed away while, and I didn't have anywhere to go, so I went homeless.
Okay, so you went homeless. Okay, so in Tucson, what, that was your mother's address before she passed away, sir?
Yes.
And why didn't you go to your parole officer and tell your parole officer your mother passed away and you didn't know where you were going to live, so that he would at least, or she would at least know where you were, sir?
Well, I don't know. I was kind of didn't want to get locked up because, well, of course, I was on a medical program, and I didn't want to keep kicking the hole, you know what I mean? And I really don't have an explanation for that, Your Honor.
Okay, sir. Now, did you have any employment? Did you have a job while you were out, sir?
After I got on the medical program, I started working for a landscaping company. I got my own place in Salarita, so I'm stable now, but I'm here.
Okay. Now, the medical project, medication that you was on, did it help you, or what went on there, sir?
Yeah, it was helping me. It was helping me stay sober from the drugs, and...
So what happened? You stopped using it, or you... What happened, sir?
Well, I got arrested while I came off of it right here.
Okay. So are you on that now, or are you on some other type of medication now, sir?
I was on Zoloft.
Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, why did they put you on this type of medication, sir?
For the anxiety.
No, so how long have you been suffering with anxiety, sir?
Since I was like 15.
Okay, and I do take note that you did you failed to do some UA back in December of 2018 as well as January of 2018. So, I guess you were not on your medication, so you just stopped doing UA, or you didn't do any UA, sir?
Well, the reason why I couldn't, because the transportation, I didn't have transportation help, and I told my probation officer that. My parole officer about that, and he was trying to get me to do the UAs over here and my reservation, and I needed to get approval from the department or something like that, but I never followed through.
Okay, sir. So let me just ask this, when we let you out now, or you get out in April, what do you plan to do, sir? What do you plan to live? What are your future plans, sir?
Get back on my job and still, because I don't live in Tucson anymore. I live in Salarita. I got my own place now over there.
Okay. Is that a reservation, a nation, or what is that, sir?
No, it's just a little town.
Okay. Yeah. So you have your own place there, your own apartment, or your own house there, sir?
Yeah.
Do you have any other relatives? I know you said that we please accept our condolences about your mother, but do you have any other relatives now that your mother has passed on, sir?
I got my fiance right now. She's 6 months pregnant, so
The
only one that's being by my side right now.
So you got to be good when you get out. I mean, you're going to have a new family. Would that be the first baby that you will have fathered, sir?
It's going to be my fourth one.
Oh, the fourth one, huh? So you're going to really have to work. You got to work.
Yeah.
Keep them going, sir. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble. Now, let me just ask one other question. What kind of medicine what kind of substance or abuse, alcohol or any type of drugs that you use, sir?
Before I got I did the heroin for like 2 months, and then I had to get help before I got deep into it. I don't want to go that round anymore, so I got into the methadone program.
Let me just ask you one other question. So you don't like to be on supervision do you, supervision and parole? You don't like that to me at all, because I take note that two other times, in 01 and 07, you were skunked it both times. So, well, so we just don't like to do that, or what happened?
What was that?
I said back in 07 and in 2000, you were revoked by the parole office. And I said, what happened? You just don't like to be on parole? You don't like that, sir? Or you just
well, I was doing knucklehead, you know, and now I got things to think about. And I've been trying to stay focused in here, not to get into trouble and stuff so I can get out. You know what I mean? And I apologize for putting you guys through this stuff.
Well, that's what we're here for. What were you doing in the police picture up there last, sir?
I was walking to the store to go get my friend and baby something to eat.
And you just showed up and said, hey, come on?
Yeah. So I didn't resist or anything.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't resist, so that's a positive for you. Okay, at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you, sir. I don't see any other questions for you at this time, Mr. Leon, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I know if I do get reinstated, I know I can do it. I got my head straight now, and I've got something to look forward to when I get out, and I don't want to come back to this place, you know?
Okay, sir. We don't want you to come back to that place. We don't want to see you in arms again, sir. We want to see you out there being successful. But at this time, sir, the bill is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. The board will be right back with you to tell you what the decision is, sir.
All right.
The board is now in discussion. Please stay on the phone. Mr. Leon is a very friendly individual, and he feels that he's got his life together now. I think it's just a little too early. And he did abscond for 316 days, and that I just cannot overlook. And of course, a number of other things just didn't happen. We don't know what happened those 316 days. He might have been positive. He might have been working, as he said that he was, but we just don't have any proof of it. Therefore, I'm not in favor of him at this time. I think it would be best for him just to continue until April, and then when he got in April, then he will have to report to the parole officer. But that's just my feeling, and I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, but therefore, I'm going to move based on information contained in warrant number 2018-00892, as well as our discussion with Mr. DeLeon, and as well as testimony given by Mr. Turner from the Department of Correction. I'm going to move to revoke his supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kowanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, you have been revoked. However, you're going to be out April. That's not far down the road. Now, that's just a few months away. You're going to be out. Then you will not have a parole officer. I'm going to suggest to you that you do just a few things now before April. Get your life together. Come up with a plan so when you get out, you'll be ready to be a good father and a good fiancé or husband for you. For your fiance, since you have a new one coming, a new baby coming, and just get ready and just relax and stay on that medication and don't get on any drugs or alcohol. Sir, this is going to end your hearing. We wish you the best, and we don't want to see you in orange again. Thank you, sir, and please ask the CO3 to send the next one up, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.